In Kenya today, President Mwai Kibaki called for an end to ethnic violence that has flared since last week's elections. He says he's willing to talk to the opposition once calm has been restored to the country. His challenger, Raila Odinga, claims the vote count was rigged and he refuses to accept the results. Kenya's attorney general is calling for an independent body to verify the vote tally.
Today in the capital, Nairobi, riot police fired tear gas and water cannon to disperse protesters. But as NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports, that didn't keep opposition supporters from coming out.
These folks are smiling as they sing, but they're apparently breaking the law. They support Raila Odinga for president of Kenya, and they were on their way downtown to sing praises to their leader. But President Mwai Kibaki put the kibosh on today's planned demonstration and warned anyone with a cell phone not to go. And Kenya lives on cell phones. For days now, the local network has been sending messages to customers telling them to avoid the rally on Thursday. And for anyone who didn't get the message, there were hundreds of paramilitary troops and police on the streets today with every intention of making it clear.
It takes time to make an economy grow up, but it takes a very short time for it to get finished.
Cosmos Nziota is a mechanic who has come more than 50 miles to take part in the rally for Odinga. But that wasn't the only reason he came to Nairobi. Nziota has begun to feel uncomfortable where he lives. Post-election tensions have closed his business, food stocks are low, and the ethnic groups in his area are getting belligerent. Nearly everyone walking downtown took one step toward Odinga and one step away from troubles at home.
Things are distorted. There are no shops. There's no food. Children have died. Women have died. People are now running away. So this is too much for the normal human being.
Jojo Nyango Bureau left the rambling shanty town of Kibera and walked 2 hours to get downtown. Kibera is in the parliamentary constituency of Raila Odinga, and the bitterness over the presidential election has resulted in a long spasm there of unspeakable violence. Bureau talked his way past any number of security teams, telling them that he's looking for food because his family is hungry. He's telling the truth. The soldiers led him through the checkpoints. Many of them are in the exact same straits.
At this point, we want is peace.
Dennis Gakunga came all the way from Dallas, Texas, to cast his vote. He said he wanted to be a part of history. Gakunga says he thinks the election was rigged, but he could not anticipate the national paralysis that has followed.
I'm surprised that it's gone on for so long.
5-4-3-2-1, sound check. 5-4-3-2-1.
And speaking of being a part of history, the reclusive President Kibaki gave a rare press conference today at State House.
The government is doing everything possible to ensure that security of all Kenyans is maintained.
In his remarks, Kibaki never mentioned that the chairman he appointed at the Electoral Commission now says he doesn't know who really won the presidential vote. Kibaki never mentioned that his attorney general today called for an independent investigation into the tally. And Kibaki never mentioned the name Raila Odinga. But he urged other leaders to restrain the violence that has taken hold of Kenya.
People want to see our democracy strengthened and expanded, rather than that the democratic space is squeezed by this government.
Raila Odinga, meanwhile, met with the Archbishop Desmond Tutu, one of the many in the international community hoping to bring the two parties closer. The Odinga camp later called for another rally in downtown Nairobi. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.